1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen. The Prime Minister is urging Israel and Lebanon to step back from the brink amid concerns about a broader war in the Middle East. Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected a US-led proposal for an immediate 21-day ceasefire. The IDF has carried out more targeted strikes in Beirut overnight, killing 2 people and wounding 15 more. Anthony Albanese says escalating the conflict helps no one.
Australia supports the call by the United States and other like-minded countries for an immediate ceasefire in both Israel to Lebanon across those borders, as well as an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers has used his visit to China to push for the removal of trade restrictions on Australian lobsters. He says he's seeking a speedy resolution on the punishing sanctions. Weakness in the Chinese economy is also on the agenda. Airports on Australia's east coast are experiencing one of their busiest days of domestic travel this year. Max White reports.
Over 250,000 people are expected to pass through Sydney, Brisbane and Melbourne airports today, which could break records. Crowds largely driven by footy fans making their way to the AFL Grand Final in Melbourne, which will see the Sydney Swans take on the Brisbane Lions tomorrow. Today also coinciding with the beginning of school holidays in New South Wales and the end of the Queensland students' break. Here at the domestic terminal in Sydney, 80,000 are expected through the gates, many of whom donning the iconic Sydney Swan scarf.
Go the Swannies.
Go Swans, up the Bloods.
At this stage, everything seems to be going to schedule, but passengers are still being urged to allow extra travel time.
Loved ones have gathered to farewell Sydney schoolgirl Charlotte O'Brien, who took her life following allegations of bullying. A funeral for the 12-year-old has been held at Mary Immaculate Catholic Church in Bosley Park, which was her primary school. In place of flowers, Charlotte's family asked people to donate to the kids' helpline. Education Minister Prue Carr has told the ABC everything possible must be done to support students who feel vulnerable at school.
We need to make sure that we are supporting schools in every way possible to help young people through the challenges of adolescence and to deal with any bullying that they experience.
Police have charged a rideshare driver over a crash which killed a father and daughter in Sydney's southwest. A ute collided with a sedan in Milperra in May this year, killing a 12-year-old girl and her 41-year-old father. The 19-year-old driver of the ute escaped with minor injuries and has now been charged. He's due to face court in November on 2 counts of negligent driving occasioning death and causing bodily harm by misconduct. Hurricane Helene is making landfall in the US state of Florida after strengthening to a Category 4 storm with wind speeds of up to 215 kilometres per hour. Authorities warn it could bring a catastrophic storm surge with inundations as high as 6 metres above ground possible. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has urged residents to hunker down.
So the state is ready as soon as this storm passes and it's safe to do so, to commence search and rescue operations. We have 3,500 National Guardsmen standing by. We have our state guards standing by. We have state troopers standing by.
Residents in high-growth areas around Sydney's southwest and on the central coast are increasingly being targeted by scammers. Sophie Clark has more.
Westpac has released a report highlighting the postcards with the most scam cases. Liverpool, Campbelltown and Gosford have the highest number of scams, especially among older customers. More than 2,500 incidents have been recorded in Campbelltown this year alone. The bank says the fastest-growing suburbs are a hub of economic activity or ageing populations. While fraudsters don't discriminate, those aged 61 to 75 account for almost a third of cases.
A new report shows the number of Australians suffering strokes has risen to a new high. The Stroke Foundation says a worrying trend is emerging, which could see the number of patients a year rise to 72,000 by 2050.
Hope Weather.
A chance of showers becoming less likely this afternoon. Winds southeasterly at 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, increasing to 30-40 k's along the coast. Right now it's 17 degrees in the city and in the west. Tomorrow a shower or two, heading to tops of 20 degrees. Sunday a high chance of showers and 23. Monday a chance of showers, tops of 22. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen.
1032.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
The end of an era. After over 60 years selling quality Italian furniture, Brescia Furniture is closing its doors and saying goodbye. A once-in-a-lifetime sale. Everything must go. Leather and fabric lounges, dining suites, bedroom furniture and accessories priced to clear. Your chance to buy unmistakable Italian luxury at the lowest prices. Come in store to Brescia Furniture closing sale now on 119 Cabramatta Road, Cabramatta.
Station sponsor.
Heavy delays on the M1 through Cowan, a crash now cleared off southbound past the Barawa exit. Des Moines unauthorised works, citybound Victoria Road approaching Westbourne Street. Rosella car breakdown, westbound one lane block, Victoria Road approaching Henley Marine Drive. Craig Silvey's best-selling novel Runt is in cinemas these school holidays with an all-star cast including Celeste Barber, Jai Courtney and Lily Latour. Runt in cinemas now. Station sponsor, I'm Brooke. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Life and Hope 103.2.
Good afternoon. Chris Jolly with you, and Year 12 students, they're finishing up today and getting ready for their HSC. And we found an unusual record that's been set. More on that in just a little bit. This is Dean Lewis, Hope 103.2. Good afternoon.
We watch it.
stars.
The most important thing there is.
Hive 103.2.
Brake lights stuck on the highway. Some guy cuts into my lane. Anger like an explosion. I'm mad and make sure he knows it. But I don't know what he's been through. Family's trying to get to. That's when the spirit inside me reminds me to be kind, 'cause everyone you meet is fighting their own battle, fighting their own battle. So be kind, 'cause everyone you see needs to know they matter, they need to know they matter. So be kind, trying to check out. Behind me a kid starts to act out. First thought this kid wasn't raised right. Next thought I wonder what their home's like. Then I see she's a single mother, just trying to hold it all together. She'd break down if she could afford to. It wouldn't cost me any more to be kind.
Jason Gray, Hope 103.2, Year 12 students. They're finishing up today, getting ready for their HSC, and we found an unusual record that's been set by a student. Get this. So many of us out there will be thinking it is quite unusual. A perfect attendance record from Year 7 to 12. Well, actually, this one particular student, really since Year 5, or since Year 6, I should say, turns out they were 2 minutes late to a class one day in Year 5. Their report card said, apart from that, they would have had a perfect record for the year, and it led to a promise, which is really intriguing, to get that elusive perfect attendance record for the next year. And when she did it the next year, she just decided, keep going. So well done. Good luck with the HSC. There are actually a few students this year chasing down this illustrious goal. Good on them. And do you have a record like that? Let me know. 0448402020. This is Diana King on Hope 103.2.
3-2.
Sing to me, baby, in your native tongue. Sing the words of the wise and the young. Show me the place where your words come from. Love's the language, love's your native tongue. Feel your heartbeat, bang the drum. Open up your eyes and fill your lungs. The same word from where the stars are flung. Love's the language, love is your native tongue. My heart is a beating drum. My head in oblivion. My soul, such a long way from. My lips, my lungs, my native tongue. My friend, where did we go wrong? My Lord, we forgot our song. My soul, such a long way from. My lips, my lungs, my native tongue.
Switchfoot Hope 103.2. Lots of text coming through the text line. First up, thank you, Howard of Epping, for your support and blessings. It's truly uplifting. Mary in Malabar said she has the record of never breaking a glass or crockery, and at 54 doesn't think anyone could have done better than that. I have to say, that is a record. I would have failed in my early childhood. So well done, Mary. Keep them coming through. Hope 103.2. Good afternoon.
Hope 103.2.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
At Worldshare, we believe that Jesus came to give life to the fullest. And yet today, people across the world are suffering in poverty, struggling to survive and living without hope. That's why for over 80 years, Worldshare has been transforming lives, breaking the cycle of poverty and restoring hope through education, health programs and sharing the gospel. To find out how you can transform lives through Jesus' love, go to worldshare.org.au. Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
Let's take it.
Hey, I'm so in love with you.
whatever you want to do is all right with me.
Single way, the God who made the universe. good day. Yeah. It's a good day. No, it's great. Everything I prayed for didn't come in late. I got all I need and I didn't have to wait. Ask me if you love me, you didn't hesitate. Turning all things blue, gray skies blue. Yeah, the church saying, won't he do it? I know he's got my back. That's why I'm singing that.
Frank, Hope 103.2. Good afternoon. Cloudy 19 tomorrow. We're talking records, interesting records that you've broken. We're talking about it because there was a year 12, actually a few year 12 students who have perfect records from year 6 all the way through to year 12. Rena, on 1300 40 2020, you have a record.
I do. From kindergarten to sixth grade, I didn't have a single day off.
Wow. Nice work. So not a sick day or anything?
Not a sick day or anything. Not even when I was sick, I still went to
you
school.
You just push on through. Yes, right.
I did.
Yes. Wow.
But I must say, in saying that, in high school, if I could show you a picture of myself in high school, it would be an empty chair.
A bit the opposite way during high school.
It was very opposite, yes.
Rena, thank you so much for that. Yeah, great. Have you got a big plans for the weekend?
Yes, I'm going out to the Cherry Blossom Festival at Wiseman Ferry.
Oh, that should be a fantastic day. The weather should be much better for it now.
Oh, I hope so. I just had lunch with the ladies from church and luckily we were under shelter. So, yes, it was very nice.
Oh, that's fantastic. You have a great weekend and thanks for calling Hope 103.2. Here we go.
Gorgi, strap yourselves in for Series 3 of She Wasn't Born Yesterday. I'm Janet.
And I'm Amelia, and we'll be chatting with some amazing guests.
Starting with Professor Georgina Long, Co-Medical Director of Melanoma Institute Australia, about how to save our skins.
And from Australian of the Year to Financial Planner of the Year expert, Michelle Stone explains how to boss your money.
We talk to a mental health GP about all things ADHD.
And the very sobering topic of women abused by clergy.
And so much more. She Wasn't Born Yesterday, new series, starts October on Apple Pods, Spotify or the Hope 103.2 app. We look forward to your company.
If you want to make a difference in the lives of people living with a disability, talk to Nova Employment. Station sponsor Nova Employment provide a government-funded disability employment service and are recruiting staff right now. We have a range of positions currently available within our high-performing team across Sydney. We offer attractive remuneration packages and a positive, rewarding work environment, making a real difference every day. Visit novaemployment.com.au to apply.
John the Baptist said Jesus would baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. This fire represents the Holy Spirit's power, igniting a burning passion for God. In my 20s, I experienced this fire myself. People around me said my passion would fade, but it hasn't, even some 30 years later. When God's fire touches you, it's as if He takes a firebrand from heaven and sears it into your heart. This mark is personal and undeniable, transforming your life and setting you apart for His purpose. This fire can be seen in the way you live, in your actions and in your words. It gives you the strength to face challenges, the courage to stand up for your faith, and the passion to serve others with love. It's not just about feeling good. It's about being empowered to live a life that glorifies God. In a world that desperately needs hope, may our lives shine with the love of God radiating His glory. I'm Heidi Wiseman from HopeWithHeidi.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Living on free food tickets, ordering the milk from a hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can you do? Tears from your little sister, crying because she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. But you know she'll get by, 'cause she's living in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. And she can. You fall through the hole in your pocket and you lose it in the snow on the ground. You gotta walk in the town to find a job. Try to keep your hands warm when the hole in your shoe let the snow come through and chill you to the bone. Somehow you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can. Closer the knit, the tighter the fit, and the two stay away. Just take them in stride for family pride. You know that faith is your foundation, with a whole lot of love and a warm conversation. But don't forget to pray, just making it strong where you belong. And we're living in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can.
1032.
Try to react, don't think, just do. And darling, don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes, yeah. I remember when I was 17. Amy, why you always gotta disagree? My mother was a baby with a baby like me. My boyfriend at the time wasn't nice to me. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do. And darling, don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes. Start spinning, write it down, and the pain starts healing. Don't let the days go by. I'll miss you. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do. And darling, don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do it. Don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes. Open your beautiful eyes. Open your beautiful eyes, yeah.
Amy Shark, Hope 103.2, good afternoon. Fans of the Eagles, you can look forward to a charity event at Windsor tonight. The Church Bar hosting a charity event with some of Australia's best singers and musicians playing the music of the Eagles. But of course, it's much more than that, because there's also a three-course meal. You got music, you got food, you're doing good. Check out the community notice board on our website for more info on that and other amazing events going on around the region. Go to hope1032.com.au. And I just want to say thanks for your company today and all the people messaging. Howard, Joy, the phone call there earlier from Rena. Thank you so much. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Sharma's in the studio from 3. We've got Hope News up soon with the latest headlines.
Sydney's
Hope 1032.
Jesus Calls Prayer Line, can I pray for you?
If life is getting on top of you, there is hope. Jesus Calls provides a Christian-focused prayer line to support you on 1-300-728-378.
Thank you for calling Jesus Calls. Someone is waiting to pray for you.
Call now, 1-300-728-378. Station sponsor Jesus Calls. No lecturing, no judging, just a listening ear and prayers. Call now, 1-300-728-378.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress. Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
Hope 1032.
I close my eyes and colors fly. There's no hiding from your grace. I can't deny your heart for mine in its unrelenting chase. I was on the edge of deception, caught up in my own hesitation, until your love took over. So I let go and I let love show me life
1032.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight and you pulled me close. Split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief, and I realized no.
Of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes in love with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want.
I think I've already lost you. I think you're already gone. I think I'm finally scared now. You think I'm weak, I think you're wrong. I think you're already leaving. Feels like your hand is on the door. I thought this place was an empire. Now I'm relaxed, I can't be sure. And I think you're so mean. I think we should try. I think I can need this in my life, and I think I'm scared. I think too much. I know it's wrong, it's a problem I'm dealing. If you're gone, maybe it's time to come home. There's an awful lot of breathing.
32 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Widdersane. The Consumer Watchdog is undertaking a detailed investigation of supermarket profit margins after finding many shoppers have lost trust in grocery pricing. The ACCC has handed down an interim report into the supermarket sector. It's found grocery prices have risen 20% over the last 5 years. ACCC Deputy Chairman Mick Keogh says the inquiry has extensive powers to gather information.
We've used that to request very detailed five-year pricing information right across the range from all the major retailers. That will help us get to the bottom of a lot of the questions that are being asked about supermarket margins.
A pedestrian has been fatally hit by a car on a busy road in Sydney's west. Emergency services were called to Mulgoa Road at Penrith at about 12:45 this afternoon, where a man on a mobility scooter had been struck by a car which failed to stop. Paramedics treated the pedestrian, a man believed to be in his 80s. However, he died at the scene. Police later arrested a man at a nearby shopping centre. He's been taken to hospital for mandatory testing. In the US, Hurricane Helene has made landfall in the north of Florida. The Category 4 storm has prompted flash flood warnings across much of the country's southeast. One person has already been killed by falling debris. Authorities have warned of the risk of a storm surge high enough to cover a two-story building and winds are in excess of 200 kilometres an hour. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says residents need to be taking the warnings seriously.
Very dangerous conditions out there. You need to be right now just hunkering down. Now is not the time to be going out.
The Prime Minister says the entire world is concerned about the escalation of violence in the Middle East as he reiterates calls for a ceasefire. Israel's Prime Minister has rejected international calls for a 21-day ceasefire against Hezbollah, calling on his country's military to continue fighting with full force. Anthony